Chapter 1. A Call to Arms. I said to the Lord, You are my God. Give ear, O Lord, to the voice of my supplications. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Psalm 140, verses 6 through 7. Every survivor of war has stories to tell. Stories of triumph and tragedy, faith and fear. Stories like mine, where fact is often stranger than fiction. Since that fateful night in 1945, when I stepped off a sinking ship into the unknown depths of the Pacific Ocean, there has never been a day when I have not reflected upon the horrors I experienced in the 4.5 days of swimming in shark-infested waters. However, while those frightening memories remain vivid in my mind's eye, one memory eclipses them all, namely, the unfailing presence of God that sustained me. Luck had absolutely nothing to do with my survival. I believe with all my heart that it was solely by the providence of God that I lived through those dreadful days and nights. From Turkey Creek to the Marines. I am sure that my background is little different from hundreds of thousands of other folks who grew up in our great country during the Depression and World War II. I suppose we all developed a survivor mindset in those days of adversity. I was born in a small house near the banks of the Tennessee River on October 10, 1924, in a little western Kentucky community called Turkey Creek. I was the oldest son of a family of 2 girls and 7 boys. Descendants of the British Isles, we lived on a small farm where my dad was a hard-working farmer, carpenter, and, when necessary, school teacher. Mom was our best friend. She had an amazing ability to provide for her family by cooking, sewing, helping in the garden, canning vegetables, and caring for her hen house, a husband, and 9 children. Those were days of Spartan living. Shoes came once a year from Sears Roebuck, and, for the most part, we made our own toys. Life was simple back then, work or starve, but we were happy. With their faith deeply rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, my parents did all they knew to raise their children for the glory of God. My family, like thousands of others across our great nation, had no way of knowing that wicked men across the sea had our great country in their crosshairs. Little did we know that they even considered our safe little Kentucky farm part of a great spoil of war. I'm sure we took our freedom for granted in many ways. After all, freedom was all we had ever known. But by the time I was a junior in high school, the war in the Pacific was in full swing, with the decisive battle at Midway proving to be a turning point for the Allied forces in the Pacific, and convinced that my home and family were in imminent danger, I felt compelled to do my part by volunteering for the United States Marine Corps. In the fall of 1943, when the corn crop was laid by, I went to the draft board and asked to join the Marines. I remember well those days of duty and honor. I felt proud I would be serving my country, and even more honored to be able to protect my family and friends. As I listened to our old silver-tone radio, it sounded as though the Japanese were ready to storm the beaches of California.